Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for 0313-020 for Lisa Gena, Data Services 2/9/2022. We are in the middle of lumbar spine examination. The Brzezinski-Kernig test is positive. Straight leg raise test is positive bilaterally at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is positive. Kemp test is positive. Brzezinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint is tender with a positive Faber test and Gonsalin test. The standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, reveals that the right shoulder and the right hip are tender and with decreased range of motion. Other than that, rest of the extremities are found to be normal, warm to touch, well perfused with no tenderness, pedal, no contusion, lacerant muscle spasm, or varicose veins. The range of motion for all other joints except right shoulder and right hip is normal, and gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that on inspection there is a normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation or fractures or contusion. On palpation, there are no tender points. There is no crepitus or grinding noise. Range of motions are almost normal to 130 degrees of abduction. And the pain level is around 7. And the special tests were conducted. Hawkins Kennedy test was found positive, while empty beer can test, near test, speed tests are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test negative, drop arm test negative. Distal examination of the arm was negative for any physical finding. Carpal testing was negative. Right hip joint on inspection appears normal with minimal tenderness and swelling. There's no spasm or contracture or alignment problem. Range of motions are normal with 140 degrees flexion. Internal and external rotation is normal at 40 degrees. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Leg length discrepancy not present. Patrick Sang Trendelenburg test is negative. Log roll, LEVAL, LE test, and Thomas test is negative. Diagnosis. V89.2XXT. CNS. R51, R42, TBI. S06.301A. Nerves, M79.1, muscles, M79.1, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.50, 75.30, M75.110, S43.432D, right hip, M25.551. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.16, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, left-sided, M46.1, S M53.3, F33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from template also, which includes physical therapy. Yes, 3 times per week is ordered for the patient to continue focusing on the cervical spine, lumbar spine, hip, and the shoulder, and left sacroiliac joint. With traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, mechanism back programs. Disability is focused to patient is found disabled to work, and household replacement and transportation help. Medications. Patients provided with non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Allable 50 milligram at night to help in sleep, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Flexeril, 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation to relieve the muscle spasm. Lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram for topical pain relief. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets for headache relief, gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy, radiculopathy relief. Narcotic analgesics, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 every 8 hour, PRN for 30 days. 21 tablets are provided, PRN basis, to help in pain and relieve the improve the ADL and life functions. Then non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psych, yes, fitness club, yes, review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None of them are available except intervention pain procedure will be identified after the MRIs are ordered. Surgical options, none. A referral to neuropsych is on hold. Attended care, caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released from the hospital. Investigations. We are ordering an MRI of the cervical spine and the lumbar spine to identify pathology. An MRI of the brain with new quant study has been ordered to identify the pathology to the brain for TBI. DM. Patient is provided with the tense unit back brace and cervical traction for healing. Education, yes. Weight loss program, not warranted. And the disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.